Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, hello once again, sports fans. Chris and Jeff for another hour, and then there'll be another hour after that, and then there'll be the Braves. Yeah, that baseball season is long. We are the home team, presented by Golden Pantry. Eat, drink, be golden.
It's funny that you just brought up the Braves, because I was just thinking, you know what? If this was me 30 years ago, and I just turned 15, or if this is me 32 years ago, and I was 13, I'm like, yeah, I know they're 28 out of first, but yeah, I got to watch the Braves tonight.
I remember back in April when the Braves got rained out in a game in New York, and we discovered that Atlanta would not be back at New York until next Monday. And they're going to play a doubleheader up there. I remember thinking, you know what? That is so long from now. Georgia's going to be 4-0 by the time that doubleheader happens. And here we are, 3-0. Got to win Saturday night to make that prediction come true.
By the way, Bramer, if Georgia does win, that's a strong 4-0. That's if. So state fans, nobody's guaranteeing if. The biggest word in the English language, as we all know, has two letters. IF. If Georgia were to win, I mean, State, Notre Dame, App State, you know, I know Samford's one AA, good program there. That'd be a nice hit list.
If Georgia wins Saturday night, I will have them in my top four next week.
Ooh, I like it.
Probably
like
at number four. They'll just replace Mississippi State. I won't put them ahead of Clemson or Alabama, or at that point even Oklahoma. I mean, pending whatever happens. I mean, obviously, if Oklahoma, they play Baylor. I think they're going to win that game.
Baylor put up a big number on them. Like, that was a team Oklahoma couldn't get past. I mean, they might score like 70.
Yeah,
on Saturday
they might. Although I was reading today that Matt Rhule, their new head coach, that somebody put out there on Twitter that he slept in his office last night, just on the floor on a pillow, no blanket. No couch. He just slept in his office on the floor. And like,
okay.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
Every one of these coaches works hard.
Right. When I'm a Baylor fan, I'm supposed to feel – oh, you know what? I think we have a chance now, because our Coach Rhule, he slept on a pillow the other night.
I can remember a female friend of mine who dated one of our players – back in the year 1995.
What sport are we talking?
Oh, football. Okay. He played out. He's a great guy. Great guy. And I love this girl. She's a great girl. And this was when Florida came in here as a 28.5-point favorite.
Did they cover?
Well, it was 21-0 with 10 minutes and 13 seconds to go in the first quarter.
Oh, my God.
So
5 minutes into the first quarter.
They were winning 21-0.
They covered.
Everybody had said, because the time was coming. And that once it got to 28, everybody was just going to leave. It was 28-0, and we kicked a field goal. Anyway, at the end of the game.
They didn't ice us?
No, that was in the first half.
Oh, all right.
The end of the game, that was when it was 45-17, and that's when the old ball. Anybody ever scored 50 in Sanford Stadium? Well, Georgia has.
Yeah.
Put Danny back in there. So anyway, 52-17. But I just remember before that game, and this is like the hope of hope thing. I remember my friend going like, oh, my gosh. It's like he says, we've got a great game plan. The coach is going to – we're going to win this game. And I was just like, God, that would be
great.
You
don't want to reveal who that player was.
Okay, that would be great. He's a great guy.
Right.
But I was like
–
And listen, I'm glad our players had that confidence.
Of course they do. That's the one thing I've gotten from – when you watch those
the Hard Knocks
and those shows like that, these wretched teams, every single one of them believes they're good. That you listen to them on the sideline. I'm telling you, the Rams last year had three wins or whatever it was. you'd see, I mean, Alec Ogletree, who's like the captain of their defense, would go over there and be like, listen, those guys aren't beating us. We're beating ourselves.
Uh-huh.
So, like, never were the Rams not the better team. It was just their own self-inflicted wounds led them to being horrible.
I've found out we tend to have more self-inflicted wounds against much better teams. Through the years, that's been
right.
a common trait.
Well, that's like, how you get down 21-0 5 minutes into the game. It wasn't because Florida was good. It was because Georgia was just inflicting pain on itself.
I think they zipped down and scored, obviously. Then I think they blocked a punt and then got a pick. I mean, it was – maybe it was just over 9 minutes, but I think it was like 10 minutes and 13 seconds. At worst, it was somewhere in the 9-minute range. We were less than 6 minutes in, and it was 21-0. But I really think there was 10-something left, because kind of the thinking was this was going to be the Georgia fans' way of saying, like, look, all right, we've had enough. It's time to make a move. And so, you know, yeah, when it gets 28, everybody just leave. Well, the problem is people barely got in their seats, and it was already 21.
Nobody was expecting that they'd have to leave in the first quarter. That sounded like a good idea at the time, and then you're like, boy, I don't want to leave this early.
At least make it through the third quarter.
Yeah.
Huh?
All right, the 5 at 5 brought to you by Duplicating Systems. More than a system, a solution. Jeff, question number one, Nick Fitzgerald.
Yes, sir.
Who else do we need to worry about with this state team? Because the one thing about them, they do feel pretty much like a one-man show on offense.
Well, Mississippi State, here's what worries you about State, Chris. They can run the ball, and they've got a dual-threat quarterback. So I'm kind of like you. I think Roquan Smith is going to have to play another great game. I mean, he's played every game this year. He's been great, and he was terrific last year. Arius Williams is a very good running back. They've got a typical big, strong line, and the smallest guy on the line, 6'3", 290. You know, they're always going to have athletes out wide. I'm just looking at the numbers now from the LSU game. Keith Mixon had 6 grabs for 97 yards and a TD. But another thing, Bramer, just looking at the numbers here, they had 2 guys that had 1 reception each. One was for 22, one was for 20. So that shows me they're matriculating that ball with some splash plays. And then that defense is nails. Jeffrey Simmons probably should not be on a college campus, but the guy's a tremendous player.
He's a 5-star.
They have – what gets me, too, and kind of you talk about that Alabama blueprint. I don't know, do you have your Phil Steeles in front of you? Just if you look at the size of their linebackers.
I don't have it on me today.
I mean, they've got like some – 6'2", 235, 6'4", 240. It is a very big front line, and their free safety. I noticed, too, I've got their box here, by the way. Let's see if I can find the defensive stats. Their free safety had a bunch of tackles. So usually that's not a good thing, but if your defense is getting that push and your safeties can just come jamming up. Oh, yeah, here we go. Mark McLaurin, who's their free safety. He had 9 tackles. Simmons had a sack and a half and a TFL and 7 tackles.
Yeah.
I mean.
Well, don't forget, to the it's interesting because they've got a player, their linebacker, Leo Lewis, who was kind of at the heart of the whole Ole Miss thing. I think he's the guy that the NCAA is talking to where he said, oh, yeah, they offered me money. And then, of course, Ole Miss fans want to know then, well, exactly why is it that you went to Mississippi State? But I don't know. He's been given some kind of immunity or something, but – he's a good player, too. He played last year as a true freshman.
Lewis had 8 tackles, forced a fumble, broke up a pass. I'm telling you, their size at linebacker is very impressive. I'm looking here, too, Bramer. You mentioned their punting. Logan Cook, 46-yard average, 2 inside the 20 and a long of 50. Man, this is a complete team.
Yeah. Always knew that Todd Grantham was going places.
Man, they've got some muscle up there. The thing about Mississippi State and – For whatever reason, through the years, they've traditionally, and this goes for football and basketball too, done a little bit better job. You know, so much of Mississippi is rural. There are a ton of junior colleges there too. And I just always go back to Dante Jones on their Final Four basketball team. They do a great job of finding guys in these small Mississippi towns that might not be on a ton of recruiting list. And then you see, it's like, where's that guy been?
Yeah.
They do a great job of finding those guys.
Well, and I mean, I guess where Mullen has been able to elevate them, though, is to take where Dak Prescott was from Alabama, right?
Yes.
Nick Fitzgerald's from here.
Yes.
But that's a guy that's got an eye for offense and obviously has an eye for quarterbacks. Now, Prescott was actually a pretty highly rated recruit.
He was.
As opposed to Fitzgerald, who, as we've learned, nobody wanted, and his only other offer was from UT Chattanooga, and now he's a star.
Here you go, Chris. I pulled this up. Their starting backers, Lewis is, and I actually copied this from your book, so I'm doing this with information just stolen from you. Their outside backer, they call the Viper, 6'4", 229. Weak side linebackers, Leo Lewis is 6'2", 235. Their middle backers, 6'4", 245. And one of their backups is 6'4", 243 in an outside backer.
Yeah. I mean, you know Lewis is good because Ole Miss, that's part of the reason why they're about to go on probation.
Right.
Because they were trying to pay him.
Good gosh, Simmons, 6'4", 307.
Yeah.
Good gracious. Boy, they are. And they got a Corey Thomas, 6'5", 303. I mean, they're big, they're physical. Again, they're O-line. I'm just going here. 6'5", 333, 6'3", 315, 6'4", 308, 6'5", 305. And the runt is their right tackle, Harrison Moon. He's 6'5", Chris. He's only 290.
But, you know, on Georgia's behalf there, now Fitzgerald's the best they will have faced. But the job that Georgia's defense has done already this season against mobile quarterbacks Taylor Lamb and Brandon Winbush does fill me with confidence for Saturday night that Georgia can has a shot to maybe slow down State and Fitzgerald.
I think you make a great point. Fitzgerald is the best quarterback that Georgia's faced, but Taylor Lamb's very good, Winbush is very good, and Devlin Hodges is very good. Now, he's much more of a passer, the Samford quarterback, but Georgia has faced a nice array of QBs. By the way, something else we didn't mention earlier, kind of like that Notre Dame went out and put up a big number against Boston College.
Yeah, and I'll hope that they win at Michigan State Saturday. I'm not rooting for them because I've – developed a soft spot for them like some of your friends have after going up there, but I'm rooting for them just because it'll help boost Georgia's resume as the year goes on.
Telling you, I think you'd fall in love with the place, Chris, if you visited there.
I don't know about that.
You know how much you love the wintertime, too. You ought to take Linda up there for a romantic getaway like mid-January.
Yeah, okay. Maybe on a recruiting visit. I'll take Justin Fields up there with us and say, you definitely don't
want to
come here, even if they're on the radar. Jeff, moving on in the 5 at 5, NFL. We'll do our top five, bottom five coming up later today. But here we go. I want an 0-2 team that you can that you still believe in. And I want a 2-0 team right now that you think is a bit of a fraud.
Well, the 0-2 teams, Chris, between the two of us, we got the Giants, the Saints, and the Bengals in the playoffs. So I sure hope it could be one of them.
The Magic 8-Ball says outlook not so good.
Magic 8-Ball not looking good. Well, let's roll through it. In the AFC West, I like all three of those 2-0s.
Well, the Chargers are my answer on the 0-2. So far, they've got a rookie kicker who's missed a game-tying field goal and a game-winning field goal on basically the last plays of their games in their first two.
Right.
So if there's an 0-2 team that I actually don't think is just atrocious,
no,
that's the one.
They could have won both of those games.
Yeah.
The problem is that division is loaded.
All the other 0-2 teams are like legitimately awful looking. I don't think the Chargers necessarily are, but they're going to have a hard time this year because they have no home field advantage.
A 2-0, what about the Carolina Panthers?
I'm with you. You look at them right now like, wow, they've only allowed 6 points. And that is impressive, but they've played the Bills and the Niners. The problem for them is on offense, they're averaging a little over 4 yards a play, and they've played the Bills and the Panthers. So they will, A, face better offenses, and B, face better defenses. So they will start giving up more points, and if they're struggling to move the ball against those two teams, the Panthers right now at 2-0, I would call a bit of a fraud.
Chris, real quick, I just went to ESPN to pull up the NFL standings. Their top two stories, how much NBA stars actually earn. A confidential report shows nearly half the NBA lost money last year. Now what? And top headline, Durant sorry for tweets critical of Thunder.
You know,
I think you hit it. They paid all this money they grossly overspent on a postseason sport. And now we found out, too, the playoffs weren't even compelling last year, not even in the West. They have grossly overspent. They are trying to promote this. But there's some good baseball races going on right now. The Indians have now won, 24 out of 25? And we're in the heart of college football, the NFL season, which they broadcast that, too.
I mean, call me a zany conspiracy theorist, but come up with some. What other reason is ESPN so heavy into NBA coverage at this time of the year? Other than the fact that they paid billions of dollars for the NBA and have realized that does not draw good ratings during the regular season. It's a playoff sport. So they're creating like storylines and drama in the offseason. So you've got Lonzo Ball, you've got Kyrie Irving versus LeBron James now. Now you've got, the whole Kevin Durant saga where he joined up with the Warriors and was he just latching on? And now.
And I love it too. It's like, well, all right, Irving for Thomas and a draft pick. It was a trade. Great players have been traded since the beginning of sports.
Nothing has changed about the NBA in the last since the NBA Finals ended. The Golden State Warriors and Cleveland Cavaliers will play each other again next June, and Golden State will probably beat them again.
Mm-hmm. But that's just crazy.
Nuts. That's where I've just gotten. I mean, there has to be an explanation for it, and unless you can think of a better one, that's the one I'm going with. Is they know they've got a lot invested in their NBA coverage in December, January, February. And they got to milk it somehow. And maybe this will feed into people. And they're like, oh, you know what? I got to watch the Lakers now because that's like a soap opera.
Well, and the thing, too, for a lot of fans, grown-ups with jobs, football is so popular. So up north, for a lot of folks, once – the Steelers season is over, the Packers season's over, the Patriots or the Giants season's over. You kind of go into hibernation, maybe until baseball / the basketball / hockey playoffs come around. Or obviously if you're from the South, I know for a lot of people, like Emily will sit there and watch the Masters with me or will watch a little bit of tennis. She's not going to sit there and watch a whole baseball game. She'll watch the Super Bowl. Pretty much when Georgia's football season's over, it's kind of take it or leave it with sports. And there are a lot of fans who are like that. So you're also sitting there thinking, it's January and February, football's done. It's a while until golf or tennis, the good weather rolls around in baseball. You almost kind of go into a sports hibernation.
Yeah. So next year, someday, Cleveland and Boston are going to play. January. Why am I going to watch that? Because you think LeBron James and Kyrie Irving are going to get into a fist fight?
No, I'd watch that.
Well, yeah, but the problem is, they're not going to get into a fist fight.
Which again, then that takes it to stuff like that. You're just one rung below pro wrestling.
Yeah, well, if I thought there was a chance, those guys, they don't like each other anymore. Maybe they'll get into a fist fight, but they're not. So
that would make it more interesting.
Right, and if I thought there was a good chance they would, then maybe in January I would watch the Celtics and the Cavs play, but they're not going to get into a fist fight, so I'm not. And I'll watch them in the playoffs, but not in January.
I like what you said. I'd like to get, Parrish, Bird, and McHale against Worthy, Magic, and Rambis in, a 3-on-3 game. I'd watch that.
I'd watch that, too.
Yes.
But Parrish, Bird, and McHale could have scored more than the Celtics did last year in the first half of that one game against Cleveland.
They could have. What did they have?
It was 29 points or something.
It was bad.
Jeff, something called Heartland College Sports. I don't know if that's even a real thing or not.
Okay.
Doesn't matter, but they say Bob Stoops has started following Tennessee commits on Twitter.
Oh, boy.
So, Jeff, my question is Bob Stoops. Chances he coaches again in the SEC?
I could see Bob Stoops coaching again. I could. I think it could be a thing where he needed to recharge the batteries. It happened with Vince Lombardi. It happened with Urban Meyer. It would have to be a pretty darn sweet situation for him, though.
Now, we've got all these coaches that feel like they're definitely on thin ice. Sumlin, Butch Jones.
He ain't going to A&M, I wouldn't think.
McElwain could be back on there.
That could be an option.
But, like, if SEC schools fire coaches this year, is Bob Stoops the big name that everyone thinks he's going to go there now?
Well, it depends on if people have finally figured out that John Gruden is not –
And Chip Kelly's probably more of like a West Coast guy. He's not going to coach in the SEC.
I would think if Florida came open, that might be a call. But I could see Stoops going to Florida if his batteries are recharged. Now, they might not be. He might just be ready to be done with it. And, in fact, you know, his name had circulated about having some interest here 6-7 years ago. And, you know, I just heard a couple of stories about that a lot of the outings and the like, he was really getting tired of that. Now, he's making a boatload of money, but with all that goes into the coaching and the recruiting, everything that goes into that job, there's a huge burnout factor there too. So,
would he coach Tennessee?
I would doubt it.
He's following their recruits.
That's what I heard.
Apparently, he's also following Justin Fields too.
I had a source tell me that. You know who that source was? You.
Oh.
Thank you.
I assume Vol fan Rob might have told you, but.
No, what you just said about following Tennessee's recruits.
Oh, yeah.
There,
well, that's according to Heartland College Sports. You know, Jeff, that could be fake news, but I don't care. Actually, I mean, you could just go and look at Bob Stoops' Twitter account and see that, oh, yeah, he is following all these guys that are committed to Tennessee right now.
Well, speaking of Kurt Rambis, you just got to be careful with what you like on Twitter sometimes.
Well, you know, yeah. what's his name? Gene Chizik did say that he needs to buy Butch Jones a new tie so that he'll look good sitting next to him on the TV next year.
Across the bow, my friend.
All right, Jeff, finally we'll wrap up today's 5 at 5. I was stunned to hear that Jacob Eason actually returned to practice yesterday. He hasn't transferred yet. So here's a series of questions now, Jeff. Who starts at quarterback for Georgia Saturday?
Jake Fromm.
Tennessee game?
Jake Fromm.
Vandy?
Jake Fromm.
Missouri?
Jake Fromm.
Florida?
Hopefully Georgia's still winning, and it's Jake Fromm. I think if Georgia's winning, Fromm's a QB.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. That's it. I don't know. I don't have any information.
I think Eason's coming back, winning or not.
I mean, I think he's going to play.
Yeah.
To me, if you keep winning, though, I'm not saying don't play him. The Dogs keep winning. I think Fromm's going to still be in there.
Yeah, I mean, I have no idea what the timetable is. I mean, he's back at practice in, you know, some capacity.
I don't know
when he'll officially be available, but.
Chris, I'm just guessing with that injury. I don't know anything. I'm guessing Florida is when he's going to be ready.
Coming out of the bye week?
Yes. I'm just guessing. I mean, the guy had a cane at Notre Dame.
Yes, he did.
That's not like, oh, 2-3 weeks away from, oh, yeah, I'm going to be running around against Tennessee.
He looked like Kramer, except he didn't have that Technicolor coat on.
And that great hat.
And that hat. All right, there's today's 5 at 5 brought to you by Duplicating Systems, more than a system, a solution.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.